Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. It's not a major ag commodity by any stretch, but for a growing number of small to medium farmers, grape production holds significant potential. Patsy Wilson is UK Extension viticulturist, whose job it is to work with existing and potential grape growers to give them a good start and advice along the way. Here, commenting on the current state of this growing opportunity.
We have about 560 acres of wine grapes planted in the state, and we've seen that number increase over the past 5 to 10 years significantly. There are about 140 wine grape growers, and the last I heard, there are about 72 licensed wineries. So we have quite a few wineries, and the reality is we just don't have enough grapes in the state to support those wineries yet. So really looking into producing a local product that we can have in these wineries.
Very general rules of thumb, for yields, about 4 tons of grapes to the acre, for price, about $1,100 per ton, and on her thoughts about getting started.
My first recommendation is always to plan and choose a site that is conducive to growing grapes. That's really just the first key to success, is choosing that perfect site for growing grapes, and then choosing the type of grape for that site.
In a minute, some important advice on marketing. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky, a place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit, a place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable, a place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
Grapes, like other crops, have their weather challenges, like last year's April freeze and the drought, which Patsy Wilson estimates cut last year's production by about 30%. But she says interest is still high as she's meeting with a lot of new growers.
A lot of new growers that aren't just looking at putting in a half acre, but looking at putting in 5+ acres, which is a really great thing for the state, because currently about 90% of our vineyards are 5 acres and less.
And despite that strong demand, a powerful bit of marketing advice: sell your grapes before you plant them.
This just will really help in the long run as far as even what style wine that winemaker is looking for. You can grow the grapes depending on that style. So I really recommend working with the winery and having those grapes sold before they're planted.
UK viticulturist Patsy Wilson. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.